I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Oh my gosh. We've never done anything like this. It's episode 18. I don't know really what to say, but a super fan of the show, who I have become a super fan of, popped into my mind when Christina was asking me about potential guests. And I was like, we should have Jackson on the show. Now, I don't know if you remember some of Jackson's journeys, but he's a total turner. He would fuck his best girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, and turn them. He basically would get them in the dick sucking game or whatever it was.
Essentially got them dickmatized.
Yeah. Dickmatized. That's what I would say. So yeah, guys would show up at his house at 3 a.m. being why aren't we fucking? And they'd be crazy. And I told Jackson that he just needs to stop putting himself in situations like this because he's lying to his girlfriends. And you can turn all day. And maybe this is good. Now this guy knows. And so he can go on Tinder or something, or Grindr, or one of those sites, and find other Jackson types. But I kind of told Jackson he's steer away from drama. But we're putting him in a situation today where he's going to listen to all kinds of drama. And because he is the knower of all drama, he will be able to answer your questions fabulously. How are you, Jackson?
So good, Mel. So good to see you guys. So good to meet you guys. I'm kind of starstruck, but I'm super... I'm just excited to be here.
Honestly, I feel the same way. how is your drama right now? What's going on?
The drama's really good. I'm not really hooking up with anyone, which is womp womp. But also, I just like what I like. So if someone's hot, I'm just going to talk to them, you know? And that doesn't mean that requires any turning.
I don't know if this is too sensitive of questions just off the bat, but I want to know are you a bottom? Are you a versatile top? What are you?
I am a versatile.
Okay.
I take what I can get.
Okay. So you're down for whatever. Got it. It's funny because you saying that reminds me that I forgot to bring you the gift I wanted to bring you, which was the dinner from Outback I didn't eat last night. And I feel what you just said about your sex life is very similar to eating my leftovers. So I am really happy you're here. This is a huge spiritual journey for me. And I think that we should take some calls. Yeah. Okay. First call, please.
Hi, Paul. My name is Kate. I am 23 years old. I have recently moved to Los Angeles from the Midwest. And I have friends that are working in comedy. And I've been meeting a lot of people, a lot of really great people, but I've also been meeting a lot of people that, especially particularly guys who I'm less than interested in communicating with. And, because of the way that I grew up, I tend to be very nice people and very friendly, and people, like, often guys mistake that as me being interested in them. So I have a tendency to, like, give out like a fake number, like just like not quite my real number. So I'm wondering what would happen if I gave out this number and a guy like texted it. Would he get a response? Because I think that if a guy called this number and explained to you the interaction that he had with me, maybe you could help him in the future, like just like be someone that, you know, that would be more engaging to me. And I don't know, maybe it's my fault for being inherently overly nice or friendly or something, but it's not something I'm trying to do. It's just how I was raised and sort of the community that I grew up in. But and I know I shouldn't give out fake numbers, and I know that's a shitty thing, but I'm just wondering, maybe if there's a way, if I could just give out this number and they could call this and they could explain their interaction, and then maybe you would give them some insight into like how they like kind of came across as weird to me. I think that might be helpful to them, or maybe you can also tell me that I should just be less rude. All right. Well, thanks. I've been really enjoying the podcast, and yes, thank you so much. Okay.
Okay, girl. So I'm glad you're not like a chuckle fucker already. Like, you're just moved here. And I think it's great that you went immediately into the comedy scene. I recommend that to anyone who wants to be creative, and like just a great way to meet friends, like parties and stuff. You'll be invited to them and like just kind of get some momentum in LA. Now, I don't know what to say about, I mean, look, comedy guys don't, they either don't get fucked a lot or they get fucked all the time. So they only think of girls as like, until they've seen them do something really great on stage or like understand that they have a boyfriend or like whatever it is, they kind of just categorize you as a possible like, you know, slam piece. But I think, you know, you, without making up a fake number or sending, I mean, I actually am not totally opposed to you sending them to me. I think that you should make a Google number and write that down, because that is a legitimate number. And, you know, just give them your Google number. Maybe even say, like, this is my Google number when you give it to guys. Like, be honest about it up front. And, you know, check the messages like once a week or something if you want. If it's just guys being gross, then that's one thing. But just be clear. Like, I think that you can also draw a line like verbally and just be like, yeah, I'm 23. Like, at some point during the conversation, do that. Yeah, you know, so I was 23 and I decided to make the leap to move out from the Midwest to Los Angeles. And I'm just like really in a place where I'm interested in finding friends like me. And, yeah, I just, you know, I'm in a place where I'm just like trying to make friends, and that's all, like, I think good enough, because it's, you know, and it's kind of inevitable that you'll wind up fucking like at least two of these comedy guys at some point. It's just like you, it just happens. Like, I know someone that didn't even go to UCB. She just worked at Birds, who wind up like fucking comedians. So you're going, that it's, there's something so loserish like about them, or so winning about them, that you wind up boning like at least two. So just FYI. Jackson, what do you think?
It, like, I kind of, I like, I get it. Like,
of course you do.
Like, like, you know, I just never saw myself, like, I was never 8 years old, like, oh, I'm gonna like fuck a scumbag. But like, you know, lo and behold, I'm like a scumbag, whatever. Like, I'm like super into it sometimes. But no, I think Malls is right. Like, get a Google number and then use that number for, like, I have like a trash email account that I send all of my like promotions to.
Yeah.
You know, and so do the same thing. Like, get a Google number where you can just like kind of forward all of all these guys like trying to pick you up.
Try to set up a filter thing too with that. Like if you do like give them that email, like try and set up like a filter thing too, where like you can check out the important messages if you want when they come through. Cause there might be, you know, some people legitimately emailing you like to say, can you participate in this show or whatever?
Right. For sure. Oh yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, filter it. But also, you know, sometimes you look back at it and you say like, hey, maybe that guy might've been really cool to hang out with, you know? So, I mean, check it actively. Don't let it be your life because you know that that's your trash account. But like, it doesn't hurt once or twice to say like, okay, you know, this guy's actually super interesting. He might have been really cool.
Maybe you'll change your mind.
Maybe he'll change your mind. You'll like turn him, and or like you'll turn your mind to him, and like you know. And also, I mean, Malz is right. Like, put on your big girl pants. You're gonna have to know to like say no to these guys, because maybe you're like super hot.
I'm slightly confused about like just like vaguely confused about like I'm from the Midwest. I know Midwestern people are much more friendly, but like they don't automatically. Like, people from the Midwest, like, make guys want to fuck them everywhere. Like, so I just, like, I'm wondering if there's a little bit of a miscommunication about, like, cleavage going on. I'm not, so like, not blaming the victim, but, like, I kind of think that there's Midwestern plus. Like, I think that there might be, like, do you always show up, like, camera ready? Like, do you always have your tits out?
Yeah, like, if you're, like,
are you wearing heels to, like, improv class? Like, what is going on? I want to maybe just, like, take a moment to look at the woman in the mirror, you know?
Like, yeah, like, don't like, turn down your image or anything like that. But, like, please realize if you're being super nice to these guys, because, like, sometimes people aren't nice in L.A., you need to realize that that's an oddity. And, like, if you're being nice to these guys, they're going to take it as, like, oh, my God, she's, like, so into me. She's, like, obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know where their mind is. The comedy gutter. Okay. Next call, please.
Hi, Malz. I'm calling because I have a little mini mortal on there and I don't know what to do. My sister's ex-boyfriend from, like, 10 years ago recently Facebook messaged me asking me how I've been and how my family's been. I thought it was, like, innocent enough. And then a couple of nights ago, he found me on the dating site that I've been on, and he asked me out on a date. So part of me thinks it's kind of weird, because when I was, like, he dated my sister, like, over 10 years ago, but I was 16, and he was, like, 27. And one night we had gotten drunk, and he kind of made a pass at me at that point, and I was kind of freaked out by him. But now, like, 10 years later, I know it sounds creepy, but I've been having, like, fantasies about him ever since he messaged me, and I don't know if it's really, really wrong for me to date my sister's ex-boyfriend or even to think about going on a date with him or giving him a chance to. So any sort of input would be very helpful.
Hi, honey. Okay, so I think that she has to talk to her sister, because her sister's like probably over this guy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think like you, like, I know that you've, like, had fantasies about him, and, like, I think that if that's something you want to do, like, go for it. But, you know, you need to know that your sister is going to feel weird about it, your family's going to feel weird about it, because what was the age difference, like, 10 years difference or something like that? So the family had insight on this guy, you know, when your sister was, like, 27.
Yeah, if he's, like, the fact that he came on to you when you were 16, like, I don't know, like, that's pretty questionable to me, just in terms of, like, his mind going there, like, whatsoever, and, like, being drunk is never an excuse in my mind. So I think that, you need to go to your sister and be like, so, what's-his-face, messaged me on a dating site, and like at first you just was talking about our family, but then he asked me out on a date. So I just wanted to know what you think of him. Like, is it worth it for me to go on a date? Like, would it make you uncomfortable? And you know, she'll tell you straight on. She'll be like, no, he's like a cheater, or like, no, he is like, he's a huge drunk. Like, he, like, when he wrote you that message, like, what time of night was it? Like,
right.
Like, but I totally relate to your dilemma, because there is something, like, in the past, not in my current relationship and on my last few current relationships, but, like, I remember I dated a twin in college, and, like, I deeply believed that I was dating the wrong twin, Because I like wanted, I like would kind of semi fantasize about like his twin brother, and like also his twin brother had like a really smoking hot roommate, and like I like ran into him in New York like 4 years ago, and I like panty splashed immediately. So like, yeah, I totally get it. Like sometimes the heart wants what the heart wants, and it's like it's fun to have this fantasy because like also you're clinging on to a memory. I place you at like 26 right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So if this guy is like, so you'll get more insight about like who he is with by like talking to your sister or like talking to your family about it. And also
I wouldn't bring it family wide.
No. Okay. Yeah. Maybe
keep
not
it between
family.
Sisters.
Keep it between sisters. You're so right. But I think if you like want to know more about him, if this is something that you're like wondering about, I think the best advice is to like talk to your sister and say, and she's like probably over it and probably wants that for you if you want it for yourself. So, you know, if you like want to get your pussy game on, like go do that.
Yeah, amen. And sometimes like people say no to you, but you're like, yes, anyway. Like I understand that too. Like, yeah. And you know, you'll probably pay for it, but like you will have had that sexual encounter that you had like a little bit of a question mark about. Like you didn't even really mention if you're like attracted to him. Like maybe you're just hard up. I don't know. I would recommend like going out more and like getting into the social scene, because dating websites, I did Match for 1 week. And I mostly saw like social acquaintances, and it was like mortifying to me that they saw my face on Match. And like, what was my username? It was like Party or Party for Animal. Like, because there's no way to get like a name without numbers.
I used OkCupid, which is like super scummy.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. It's like you got like the shittiest guys like trying to talk to you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like the bronze.
Is there a version of OkCupid that's paid? Like a higher level.
Yeah, you can get like, you just get special perks, so you can look at people's profiles.
You get like featured,
like without them knowing.
Oh no! I am not about that. All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Malls. My name's Padma. I'm a huge fan of basically everything. I discovered you kind of recently and went back and like tried to get as much of your content like through my head as I could. It's currently 1:22 a.m. in Miami, Florida, and I have a dilemma that I'd like you to kind of advise me on. So I went through a really interesting like lesbian questioning phase, and I met this awesome girl, and we kind of dated for a while, and like we're still dating now, I think ballpark like a month and a half. And I've come to the conclusion that I am not a lesbian. I'm like pretty straight. Like I'm not totally straight, because I managed to date a girl for like a month and a half, but I am not so gay that I could continue dating this girl. Anyway, I'm wondering how to kind of like break up with her in the most gentle and non-offensive way possible, because, you know, she has a lot of her own issues and emotional baggage, and not in a way to put her on blast, but just like she's dealing with depression, and I don't want to hurt her more than she's already hurting. Kind of a weird situation. Totally clueless as to what to do. I'm like not super experienced with life. Like I'm 21. I'm trying to deal with like getting out of college and standing on my own 2 feet and stuff. So I'm clueless about everything. And so if I could get your 2 cents on this, I would love that. Please advise. Thank you.
Okay. Padma from Miami, 21. I fucking love your stats. Like those are like some of the best stats I've ever heard. Jealous of you. Thank you so much for following my journey, girl. It was not easy. Like, you probably read about a lot of things that I'm embarrassed to have written. And yeah, but there's like 6 or 7 years of my life available on Tumblr, which is like not something I'm like super proud to say, but there is. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I'm enjoying you already. One thing you may have noticed about me is that I'm rude as fuck. Like, I like say very not PC things because I just like don't want to adapt new language because of other people's sensitivities. Like, I just don't care. But I want to say that, like, you got to be really careful about saying, like, you had a lesbian phase and that you, like, are so not so gay that you did this. Like, you're sexually fluid. Like, you saw someone that you were interested in. It surprised you because it was a girl. And, she was, you know, fun to have sex with for a month. And, like, you guys got into each other. I don't know. That's pretty much all I have to say to you is just be careful about the labels you put on it, because that could kind of like lead to people thinking that you're being rude, which is fine for me because there's no looking back on me. But you are 21 from Miami and like your name is Padma. So you have like great things going for you. Jackson, what do you have to say?
I think that like, you know, I think your question was like, how do I break up with her? You just do it. You just break up with her like a normal person. You're already going to hurt her.
Right.
Because, you know, because your name is Padma and, like, you're, like, a rock star. as far as, like, your lesbian questioning phase and, like, you're signing off being a lesbian after 1.5 months, like, do realize that, like, Malls is right. Like, it's not that you're just not a lesbian. You know what I mean? It's like you're in a gray area and so is everyone
else. You might meet another girl somewhere down the line. And like, obviously, like you can, if you feel the need to explain it to like a guy that you're dating, you can say like, I don't really consider myself bisexual, but I am like, I'm open to options. Open.
I'm like, you know, and you don't have to say it, but like realize like there is like fluidity in your sexuality.
Yeah.
And like, that's totally, totally okay.
Yes. It's hot for you. I had like a kind of like a lesbian experience once. See, I've already done it. I've already said lesbian when I told you not to say love. I was sexually fluid once. And, I was like so confused by it, but because I was like, but what? Like, I love dick. Like, how could this happen? This was years ago. And I think that like, you know, I didn't follow up with a month and a half long, like, and it moved my shit in the next day, like most lesbians. But yeah, I think you need to just like, you know, like let her down like you would anyone, like pretend she's a guy, like sooner the better, rip off the band-aid. Like, this is going to be a shitty time for her no matter what, and if you just like do her the favor of removing one more thing so that she can rise from the ashes like the phoenix, the full-blown lesbian phoenix that she is. And yeah, I think that you're going to have a really great life, Padma. I think you have everything going for you in my mind. Like, I picture you as, like, a super hot, like, 21-year-old, like, living the Miami club scene. Like, I don't know. Yes. I don't know how you live in Miami. Like, I don't really understand that life. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think, Malls is right. Just, like, rip off the band-aid and move forward with your life because – you know, this breakup has to happen, and then just like continue being Padma, like, and be a rock star, because you know, you need to experience this moment to get there.
Amen. Okay, so I had kind of like a sad moment last night, which was like I tried to like mix things up on the show. A couple weeks ago we tasted sodas, like, and I just really wanted cupcakes last night. And I, like, came to, like, oh, it was, like, I love you, but you've chosen darkness. Like, I waited in, like, a pool of Asians at the Sprinkles at the Americana. Like, I was swimming in teenage Asians. Like, and they were, like, writing in, like, their native language. And I was, like, if I have to stand in front of you, like, please at least write in English so I can, like, like, spy on your life. Like, this isn't fair to me, or using like characters. Like, that's really hard language to learn, whatever that is. So, yeah. So I was there and I was like, oh, seasonals. And I love a seasonal moment. Like, seasonal gourds, I love like, oh, like it's winter. Like, we have nog. Like, I love things like that. Like, I love it. So, Yeah, I bought some cupcakes at Sprinkles for us to try. And all of us, Christina Lopez, our producer, my savior, et cetera, and Chrissy the friend turn, Christina Malazzo. You can find her shit now on Thought Catalog because she's bawling and like she got her paid writer job. And like,
yeah.
And by the way, like, I just want to say, like, if you work with me, your dreams come true. Like, that's all it is.
This is a fact.
My dream is coming true right now, just being here.
Oh my God. Thank you. Oh my God. Love you. So, I got these cupcakes that I fucked up on the s'mores because, like, I, like, put my keys and shit on top of the box because there was nowhere else to put them because I, like, thought, like, it would be real quick and I wouldn't need to bring a purse. But actually, it was, like, the longest time of my life and it started to be, like, 10:45 p.m. and I'm, like, standing in front of Sprinkles at the Americana, like, swimming in Asians. Like, I like
we're gonna post the picture of the cupcakes on our Instagram.
Yeah, so you're gonna see the cupcakes. The s'mores is a little fucked up, but God bless, I got them. So we're gonna do a taste test. The first one is like America's favorite thing to fucking talk about. Like, I love pumpkin, but like I cannot with all you bitches saying pumpkin spice in my face every 5 seconds. Like, I do not need a picture of your pumpkin spice latte. Although I do think you're kind of an American hero because I've been like having this change of heart lately, which is like the worst Instagrammers are actually the best Instagrammers because they teach us how not to live, you know? And like, I think like observing that, like, you don't want to be like the girl that's like fucking like tongue out, rolling her eyes at a bar every night. Like, I love her, whoever it is, but like, because she reminds me not to be like that. But like, yeah,
it's me.
Yeah.
It's me, mom.
Okay. So, the first one is pumpkin. We're going to taste this. I accidentally just put some in my mouth.
I think we all did.
Oh, sorry.
I ate the whole thing already.
And, okay, let's see how this tastes. Pumpkin. Is pumpkin spice? No, I think it's just pumpkin from Sprinkles.
It tastes like potpourri.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't really like
it. Not a slam dunk.
That's not a slam dunk, no.
I kind of really like it, and I don't even like pumpkin things that much.
I like the icing. It almost makes it like a carrot cake moment.
Yeah.
Oh, it does taste like carrot cake. That's what it is, yeah.
Because the problem that I have most of the time with Sprinkles cupcakes is that the icing's very, very sweet, but it's not like that for this one.
Yeah.
Got a spice.
It has some spice in it, which I like. I think that's the part I kind of like.
It's got a little baby kick to it.
That's that pumpkin spice.
That pumpkin spice.
Yeah, it's good. It's like it's more flavorful than a carrot cake, but less like less stable. Like I would never eat this every day.
Yeah.
Carrot cake could eat a slice every day.
But I get it. Like, it's like super appropriate for like Thanksgiving and like now.
Yeah, no, it's very seasonal. So I guess I would give this a 5 in terms of seasonal.
Oh yeah, totally.
A 5 out of 5.
An overall. I would say this cupcake is a 3.
It's a 3, exactly.
Are we on a 5 scale?
No.
Okay.
1 through 5. 5 being the absolute best.
Okay.
Perfect for the season. 5 stars.
That's a fair rating.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So then next to it here, we have the cinnamon sugar cupcake. No, it's caramel apple. I always keep doing this. It's caramel apple. Let's taste it.
Doesn't have any frosting on it.
Ooh.
It's kind of like eating a donut.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this
my
reminds
God.
Me. Okay, there's a farm in my hometown where they apple picking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my apple God. Farm. Mm. Can someone text me, like, where to go except this one store? Christina, no. She's like, Christina's like, on it. And I'm like, I know, but I want to know more options. What stores in L.A. can you get a fucking Macintosh at? And why aren't they in every store? Why aren't they available? Like, is it because they have to be shipped in?
Yeah.
These taste like they're fresh off the apple farm in New Jersey, the best state in the United States of America.
Yeah, like the like little bakery items mm-hmm. they sell.
They sell these like little apple spice donuts.
Oh my God. Girl, now you're speaking my language. I've been waiting so long for someone to get into apple picking with me because
I've been trying to tell you to go apple picking.
Yeah, we're going to go apple picking.
Okay. I
love it.
We're all going apple picking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, please advise field trip apple picking. I have a brochure with all these
We can do like
areas.
A This American Lifestyle like tape recording and like we'll play it at the end of one of our pods or maybe it'll be like
it'll be a special pod
holiday, like a Halloween special. Okay. Oh my God.
Like a Halloween apple picking special.
Oh my God. Leon, love that. Yes. Spooky apples. Because, like, by the way, I hate Halloween.
Oh.
I love Halloween.
So we can do, like, that.
But that's your, because you're, like, young.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you rate this cupcake? Because I thought it was a little dry for me, but...
It was a little dry, but remember that it sat on my counter for 20, like, yeah. And I slept in this morning because I was having a friend's marathon on my couch last night, and I passed out because of this, like, sleeping medicine I'm on, and I, like, had a black and white cupcake, like, halfway in my mouth, and, like, this morning I was like, my face is covered with crust, I'll be right there.
Me too. I, like, went to an Enrique Iglesias concert last night.
Did you really?
I did. I went to an Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull concert because I knew that I was coming on today, and I was like, I'm really nervous, what can I do? And I was like, I, like, went to this concert with my housemate Christina, and
that's what you did to get rid
there's
of your
so
jitters.
Many
to,
like, fucking get rid of my jitters. Oh my god, I love you.
Molly, he pre-gamed you with Pitbull.
Yeah. Oh my
you
god.
You are more important.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Like,
Dale.
Who the fuck is this, like, Pitbull? Like,
Dale.
Whatever.
Like, I honestly, the Pitbull of it all is really what has me so excited, because there's something about him, and, like, God bless, thank you.
He's Mr. Worldwide, like, yeah. Mr. 305. Yeah.
Like, he's, yeah. But, like, he's stayed in the game. Like someone like French Montana, not gonna stay in the game. Not, but no. Pitbull, like, I also feel this way about Sean Paul. Like, he's just not going anywhere. And anytime I hear Sean Paul, like, I get excited.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I love that.
Very
you did that.
Pitbull did a song about Fireball whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
You guys. Oh, yeah. That was his last song. That was his closing
song. We're bringing it.
Is Enrique still with Anna Kournikova? Like, sometimes I hear that they're still.
I think they broke up, like, fairly recently.
God, that was, like, 12 years.
Yeah, they were together for a while. Oh, my God.
Enrique Iglesias isn't gay?
No, that's Ricky Martin.
Oh my god!
Don't be confusing the brown people up.
Sorry, Christina. I wish I was sharing a mic with someone else.
Okay, so back to the task at hand.
Right. Oh yes.
Okay.
So, out of five, what would you rate this?
I would give this a 4.
I would give it, like, a 3.5.
I'm generous.
Yeah. I would go 4.5. I love this one.
A 3.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. I really trust the Christina's like palette, but I want you to know that, like, Chrissy full blown walked out of here with that bacon chocolate soda that, like, literally was the it tasted like disgusting medicine that should and have also, never been, like, it,
yeah. She's from New Jersey. So.
Yeah.
Okay. New Jersey has some of the best food ever. I'm not going to.
But
not
don't bring New Jersey into this. Don't bring it. I feel like that's almost like that girl who called being like, everyone hits on me because I'm from the Midwest. Honey, no, you got your tits out. Like,
I don't like trashy things because I'm from New Jersey. I like trashy things because I'm just a tacky person.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just me.
I love that you own that. I love that. I'm a tacky person, too. I love it.
I love leopard print.
Yeah.
Like, I love...
Anything Drescher adjacent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, the nanny.
So this is the one I fucked up. So I hope you don't have a piece that's, like, kind of, like... dilapidated. It's the s'mores one, and we're gonna take a bite. Ooh, the icing is super sticky. Ooh. It's like,
oh my god, everywhere.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And I don't normally do a chocolate cupcake. I don't like chocolate cake. Whatever. I know.
Oh
I'm
my god,
eat.
That's so good.
No,
what's your go-to cake, Malls?
Like banana bread.
Okay.
Or like carrot cake.
So yeah. I feel that.
I like
something with a little more, like, substance, a little more classic.
I like what's that cake mix? Like that golden
funfetti?
Yeah.
Funfetti,
yeah.
Golden. My favorite.
Yeah, the yellow gold or whatever.
That's my shit. That's with like shit. With chocolate icing, and that's one of the few times I ever pick, but like that's my shit. Like, and someone's aunt has to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be like me or like a baker. Like,
right.
It needs to, I swear to God, my wedding cake is going to be like a fucking sheet cake that someone made at home. That's my, I desire that for myself.
It's kind of like almost like a fancy hostess cupcake. Because it's got that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and I love that though. It was it was like so creamy.
It reminded me of a cosmic brownie. You know, cosmic brownies?
Yes.
So what would you rate it out of 5?
Oh, I said it. This is like a 4.5.
Okay.
Did I say that? It's a solid. It's like a 4.5.
Oh, God. Like, take me. It's like a 5. It's so good.
What did you love about it?
I liked it that it was really creamy and like it was just like really chocolatey. And I mean, that's just exactly what I like in life.
Okay, great.
Like a little bit of fudge in the middle or something.
Yeah, yeah. A fudge moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually also really appreciate like not including graham crackers because I think graham crackers like really can ruin some things.
Wait, there was a graham cracker crumble on the edge of it.
Oh, is that why it was falling apart?
Yeah. The bottom part of it was a graham cracker little sprinkle.
Oh, I don't think that I got to that part. I don't think I have that part.
Maybe that would have been the point five.
I'll eat it now. Oh. No.
No.
It still stays at 4.5 for me because they did the graham cracker perfectly.
Subtle.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely tear off the bottom, though. All right.
Next.
Yeah. So the next one is, you said Hostess Cupcakes earlier. I think this is really going to take you to that place. It's a chocolate marshmallow, which I don't believe is seasonal, but I knew that this was just going to be like a fun taste moment. I'm going to take a bite. Ooh, it's like so like doughy.
Hey, do I eat? Okay. I really liked the one before this one. What was the other flavor?
S'mores.
I really like the s'mores flavor. This is so similar because it's chocolate.
You know what it is for me? Mm-hmm. This is a solid two. It's a it tastes like a staple.
Mm-hmm. It does taste like a staple. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And like, I consider their red velvet to be a five.
Oh, yeah.
And they have gluten-free options, which I'm like, oh, I'm so healthy. Like...
Let me eat this cupcake. I'm so healthy.
Oh, I'm like saving the world. But yeah, I think this is a staple. Like it tastes like a Hostess cupcake. If someone put it out, I wouldn't be mad, but I'm not like craving the chocolate marshmallow.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, like I only had a quarter and that was good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. What do you think?
I just feel like I wouldn't seek this out, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not the treat I would buy for myself if I had, like, a particularly great day.
If you're going like, to go to Cupcake Land. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't go there and be like, I'm just going to pick the Hostess one because then I would just go to Ralph's.
Yeah.
Right.
And buy myself a Hostess cupcake.
Yeah, like, going to a cupcake shop, this is something I was pondering when I was there last night, is, like, such a deliberate act that, like, you really have to, like, have a feeling about a cupcake in a moment. Mm-hmm. Because, one, it's embarrassing to even be seen. Like, because they call your name out now because, like, the line is, like, around the block. And they were like, Molly! And I was like, ah! I was like, this isn't my life. I don't come here often. Like, I kept thinking, like, what if someone, like from the internet sees me like walking through the Americana at 10:45 p.m. holding a box of Sprinkles cupcakes.
They're gonna think you're not okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No way. I would think you're so chic. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I'd be like, oh, Molly's having
I'm gonna go buy cupcakes too.
I'm wearing like a Boston College hoodie. Like, it's so it was so sad. My hair was like all a mess. Because I'm like trying to get rid of my Brazilian blow dry, and I did that by like putting my head in Epsom salt, which like anyway, so I'm getting colored next week. I'm going brunette again.
Oh, my God, exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to have a new look on the show. It's I'm doing it. I'm dying it because I want to tell you that I'm writing an ebook for Thought Catalog that's hopefully going to be a seasonal as well, meaning that it comes out around Christmas. It's going to be like $3 or something, and you can buy it for all your like little friends and also yourself and maybe your mom and your dad. It's called The Alcoholic Bitch Who Ruined My Life. It's kind of a tale about me deciding that I don't want to drink anymore. And like I put myself in this like detox place and like had – it was a rehab. but I only went for 7 days. And yeah, it's just – it was like really fucking intense. And I'm still reeling a little bit. And I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about the world. Like I learned – I'm very entitled. That's one thing I took away from it. And
what
yeah,
did you do there?
You're gonna
I'm not it. Really allowed no. to say. Okay. I'm not really allowed to say. Like okay. I really respect the privacy of everyone else there. And like there's certain features to this particular place that I went. It's like in let's just say it's in Arizona. And there's certain features to this place that if I describe them, you would know what I'm talking
Got
about.
Okay.
So I just but there was like, you know, there was like a pool. I can say that, I think. Mm-hmm. And I did like art therapy one day, which was really good. And I'm very proud of my picture. I'll be putting that in the book. Yeah, some cool shit's going to happen from this. And my brown hair is for the book cover, which you will see. It's going to be shot by Robin Bonswank, who's an incredible photographer. I'm very honored because, I probably don't deserve any of this. So please buy my ebook when it comes out, The Alcoholic Bitch Who Ruined My Life, or Your Life. And I think it's going to be, I don't know, I guess it would come out like mid-November. Okay.
How exciting.
How exciting. Chic. Fun. All right. Next call, please.
Hi, Molly. My name is Courtney. I'm from Michigan. I just want to start off with saying that I haven't had sex in 11 months. It's mainly because I have a baby, and I don't really know how to date as a single parent. I don't want to overwhelm guys by telling them I have a kid because they tend to think that I'm looking for a dad or for my son or something. But I don't want to be alone either. So I was just wondering if you could help me out, maybe some insight on the subject. Thanks.
Okay, girl. So I was I'm the product of a similar relationship to you. It sounds like the father's not in the picture, or you've thrown him out of the picture, or whatever it is. And my mom, like when she had me, she was in college. And I think that, you know, from what I know, like, I don't think my mom was like getting one in for like a while, like 2-3 years after I was born. I do remember her dating like when I was older. Like, I remember her having boyfriends when I was like 3 or 4. Like, then you start to remember, like, shit, like, your kid's going to – just know that it will always – like, it will always be in your kid's memory. Like, when you bring someone into the picture and date them and, like, bring them around the kid, like, that kid will remember that person for the rest of their life. So just make sure anyone you introduce to your kid is, like, worthy of it. And maybe you'll break up, but, like – and you'll have to explain that to your kid, like, very clearly. Like, the reason why we broke up is this. And, you know, my mom was always very protective of me in terms of, like, hiding the details from me but saying that they broke up. But I was a smart enough kid that I could, like, piece that shit together. And it, like, is a little bit traumatizing, to be honest. Nothing, like, crazy, but just, like, yeah – that's, like, definitely an issue that my mom and I have, where I, like, am, like, you expect me to, like, not remember the time this happened? Or, like, do you understand how completely inappropriate it was for me to, like, witness this? Or, like, whatever it was. Like, I don't know. That's my feeling on things. I'm a little bit more conservative when it comes to sex. In terms of, like, how you can get laid, like, honestly, get a bomb vibrator. Like I have had, like, serious dry spells. Like, once, like, before, Derek was the first person to ask me out in a year. Like, I was, like, no one asked me out for 1 year. Yeah. And I didn't even have a kid. I just had a, like, really intense job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that right now what you need to concentrate on is, like, building a life for a child. And, like, I think that you can – you know, if you have, like, your mom's watching him for the weekend or something and you have sort of, like, developed a flirtatious relationship with one of your friends, like, maybe, like, fuck your one of your friends or something and, like, it's over. and have an agreement that it's over. But, like, your concentration, like, if this baby is, like 11 months old, or that you, like, stopped fucking, like, as soon as you got pregnant, like, you need to know that, like, that's your responsibility. And, like, your mind should not be on relationships right now. And just, like, those, like, hit it and quit it type moments. And, like, if a guy thinks you want him to be a baby daddy, like, there are lots of guys who are willing to fuck single moms. Lots of guys. Like, in fact, that can be a huge turn on for mm-hmm. some guys. But if you come off in any way, like, emotionally needy, I would block that and make it clear that, like, you're not looking for love. This is just, like, a you need to get one in sort of thing. And a lot of guys are also really into that. So, yeah, that's my take. Jackson, what do you think?
I think your Malls is exactly right. If you're, like, trying to get one in, I think, especially having a baby, I think Malls is right. Like, you need to focus on your baby's life. And I'm not, like, putting as, a, like, a judgment call on, like, your motherhood or anything like that. Just saying, like, concentrate on that. But also, if you're, like, looking for, like, a quick adrenaline rush or whatever, like get like the bombest dildo vibrator, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God. Get one of those. I don't think women have dildos. Like, I know they're like popular. Like, people always say, like, get a dildo. But yeah. Like, I don't know what that would do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If you don't know, like, what to do with the dildo, get like the bombest vibrator. Yeah. Like, you know.
If you're not using it with someone, I don't know if that's.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's real. That's right. Real.
Yeah. So, like, do that. Get one in that way. Or if you're like trying to get like someone to just. To like rock you, you know, like I think it's super easy to find these guys. You just have to seek them, be very safe, like take control of your life, and if that's what you want to do, go for it. Be very safe about it.
Okay, thanks for the call. Okay, so I'm completely spaced out about dildos right now. Like, for some reason I just had like a breakthrough about what a dildo is, like via Christina Lopez, which I'm like this little freak. I had this long like running thing that like Christina's a secret freak and I don't know about it, because sometimes she'll just pipe in with like, or like even like our regular conversations, not just on the pod, she'll like say something and I'm like, how do you know that? Because she's very like, you know, she dresses very conservatively and like, you know, she like doesn't tell anyone about her chic bob, but like she just told me what a dildo is. So, okay. So, yeah. This is that time where I like give one of you a song that costs $1.29 on iTunes. That's my favorite thing to do. Chrissy the Friend Turn will send you your song if I select you. You can be considered for this by calling in with a problem that like we air. It's the number is 323-450-7408. Writing us a great letter, askpleaseadvise@gmail.com, following us on Twitter and retweeting, following us on SoundCloud and sharing on your page, or like gramming about us, just like showing social love, Tumblr, etc. We are all about you. Just Google like Please Advise, PLZ Advise, and you'll find everything if I fucked up any of these handles. Now, for this episode, if I'm going to pick just raw status, like based off of what we have, I'm going with Padma.
Oh yeah. No, Padma's a rock star. She just told us her stats and I was like,
yeah, we need to send her something like that's like vibrant and sexy, like, and like Miami, something. Yeah. Something, yeah. We got to send her something like that. But also like, it has to have like a moving on message, but
maybe
not
like a Pitbull song.
Maybe. Like, oh my God, yeah. Like we're sending. Oh my God. That's fresh as fuck. Okay. Yeah. Did we record that you went to Pitbull last night?
I think so.
Okay, good. So yeah, we have an update. We have an update now. It's from Whitney, the girl who has codependency issues. She was on Kelly Oxford's episode. She had a friend that wasn't calling her back, and she felt like she was maybe like the 11th person on this girl's like go-to call list, and she just was like a scrap. And she was overly involved like in this, the symbolism of all this. And I told her to go to Al-Anon. Okay, let's hear our update.
Hey, Malls, it's Whitney. I am just calling back with an update / question. Very important question. Anyways, thank you for telling me what I needed to hear. Sometimes it's a tough pill to swallow, but I appreciate a stranger's, you know, non-biased outlook on it. I decided not to do anything about it, just let it go, you know, whatever, I was having a bad day. And, you know, there's some time that goes by, but, like, there's always this reconnection. You hang out, how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's not what it used to be, but I guess it's just friendships, grow older. But I'm content. Now, here is my big question. I have my high school 10-year reunion in October, and I have no idea what to wear. It needs to be a cool balance between like chic, posh, and sort of casual. And I have no idea what to do. If I wanted to look like super banging hot, which secretly I do, I would be wearing my killer stilettos, like low cut shirt, because I didn't have any of those in high school. Let's be honest. And you know, every piece of jewelry at home. But I still want to be approachable, and it's nervous going to your high school reunion, so I would love to know your thoughts. please advise. Thank you.
Hey, Whitney, I just want to tell you that I feel like sadness in your voice, and I think that you should be speaking to a therapist. I'm not saying that to mock you in any way, but like going to therapy, like talk therapy and like just talking shit out has been so crucial for me. I didn't like treat myself to self-care until I was like 28 or something, 27, 28, and it's made a huge difference in my life. So I would just suggest that maybe if you're not already in talk therapy or like whatever it is, I want you to, you know, maybe meditation would be good for you, because like there's a sadness hanging in your voice that I don't want you walking around with. What do you think, Jackson?
Like, you're right. Like, I think she needs to go see someone, because she was like, oh, I just like let it go. And you're like really sad about it. But like, babe, if it's really affecting you, like, don't just let it go. Like, you need to find the root of your problems, because it's going to happen again and again. And I think that, you know, if you feel like you love too hard, or if you feel like there is like something wrong, you feel like this is like a common theme in your life and it's just like dragging you down, life doesn't have to be that hard. And like, you know, seek professional help, if not the help of like other people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And re the wardrobe thing, I just want to say, like, you're already panicked about your 10-year reunion, which, by the way, like, I don't like admire that for you. Like, I don't like, I think showing up to like school reunions is like not like chill. But if you're doing that, I really think that you need to dress like yourself. Like, you need to dress as yourself as possible, because you sound like the type of girl who would get the absolute perfect outfit pulled together. But when it's on her, it doesn't like really reflect her feelings. And like, you need to have a smile on your face all night. That's your best accessory. Like, you just need to have a smile on and genuinely enjoy it. And I think that that'll be easier for you if you're wearing something that's like who you are. Like, if maybe like I, you know, me living in New York, I would, and going back to my family reunion, I would probably go with like something super artsy and chic, but like wear the fuck out of it. Like, I would go to End of Century, like Chantal's store from Gallery Girls. And I want to do that every day anyway. But did you watch?
No, I mean, like, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces, but I don't watch the whole thing.
Okay, you can buy it on iTunes for $9.99. so then go blow some money on that. But what I think is that you should wear something like artsy. I think you should steer away from like the heels, like the sexy dress. Like, that's just like cliche. Like, and you don't want to be a cliche. I think that you maybe need to go to a boutique and show off the fact that you're living in New York and you have access to things other than Macy's, you know?
Totally. And like, I recently went to my 10-year high school reunion, and like, I know that there were some girls that were really trying to dress it up, but it was at a bar. It was like at a dive bar.
Right.
So like, be like, dress appropriately to like wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, if you're going to try to show off like that way, it might come off as showing off. So just like what Molly said, like, dress yourself, like, know where you're going, and like, dress appropriately the way that you would like going to this place. Because the best thing about the reunion is like, everyone gets to like catch up and like hang out and like slide in like how cool they are, how cool they've become in 10 years.
Yes, I totally think that. And I think that you might have like a little bit of cash rolling around. That's also my advice. And I think that you should go on eBay. Not too long ago, I bought like a pair of boots I had been coveting. Like, they were $1,000 retail, and I got them for like $399, like worn twice. And so like $399. And like, so it was a huge mark off. Like, I just like marked down rather. And like, I just think you should, you know, maybe like, your nice fancy boots that like are well constructed and you'll have for life, like, that's your statement piece. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm in $1,000 boots. So yeah. Okay. Thanks, Whitney. God bless. Have thinking fun. Of you. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to episode 18 of Please Advise. I brought you a little present, Jackson.
I'm so excited to hear what it is.
I've been like, you know, I think about you, like, pray for you, et cetera, and like send like love and light to you all the time. It's like a church for me. And I just enjoy your like free spirit and like everything else. So I brought you a candle, a jar candle.
I'm obsessed with candles.
And actually, coincidentally, this is also the candle that I gave Christina's parents last year for Christmas. They like a good laugh over at the Lopez house. And this, I think, is perfect for you because the journey that you're on, like, you're a little bit sassy, but, like, you also, like, are figuring things out.
Yeah.
It's a Smell My Nuts candle.
Smell My Nuts candle.
And this is also kind of seasonal because the scents are banana nut bread, toasted coconut, and hazelnut. And I think that's autumnal and, like, really good for your life.
It's, like, super cute because it's, like, in a mason jar.
It's legit in a mason jar.
Thank you so much. I'm going to, like, smell it right now.
I think, like, a tip that I read on, like, Pinterest or something, like, the one time I went on Pinterest is, like, you can – after it, like, is done burning, you can, like – take the wax out with a knife if you put it in the freezer for a while.
I love this. Thank you so much, Malls. I'm like super excited to. It smells.
Do you want me to autograph it? I will after.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
And my parents love that candle.
They do.
Yeah. They're Willie and Day, and I loved it.
I love
it. Smells so good.
I love that.
It smells like, it smells like it is festive. It smells like if Thanksgiving was like a little bit ratchet. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh my God, I love you.
Like, if it was like not Thanksgiving, I mean, with the family, it's like Thanksgiving with your friends.
It's the least chic gift to give someone. Like, it's a mason jar candle. I think I ordered it off Amazon like last year in case I forgot someone important. Like,
oh my God, that's so sweet.
I know. Do you know you always have a couple extra gifts around?
Totally,
because you're like, oh, what if like you remember this friend and you're like, oh fuck, I really should have gotten them a gift.
Yeah.
But I bought the Smell My Nuts for Willie and Diana, and I gave that to them. That's Christina's parents. And then I ordered a second one because I knew at some point someone was going to need a Smell My Nuts. And
I always have like an extra bottle of like tequila at home, and I was like, okay, but I dipped into it. So I was like coming late to the recording, and yeah. I was like, oh, I should get my extra tequila. And I looked at it. I was like, oh fuck, like is it tacky if I come with like a half-drink bottle
tackier.
Of tequila?
Yeah, no, nothing's tacky. Actually, that'd be pretty par for the course. I showed up with 4 smushed cupcakes and like 2 of them missing from the box because I like.
Thank you for the gift.
Like,
I love
sleep
it.
Eating.
So sweet.
That's good. I love it. I'm glad that you love it. Smell that and think of me. Smell some nuts and think of me. You guys, we want to also give you an opportunity to hook up with Mr. Jackson if you're nasty. He is like so cute. We're going to keep him in his bubble of secrecy. Jackson is not his name. I like will only call him Jackson though for the rest of my life. And he like, you know, is around. He's kind of explained his story, like is open to like possible sexual encounters. Christina, what do you have to say?
I just want to know how you chose Jackson as like your alias.
Oh, because I'm a huge Shonda Rhimes fan. And if you guys watch Grey's Anatomy, Jackson's like the hottest. He's the hottest doctor.
And he was like, used to be a teacher in NYC.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Right. And so I was like, okay, I want to be him. Like that's who I'm going to be.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. So he's the best basically. Like he's full of like honestly, smile plastic. On 24/7. That's what I get from you. And like, cause you've been smiling this whole time.
Yeah. I'm so excited to just be here.
Like, oh my God. You're so cute. So, if you love Grey's Anatomy or like any of the things that Jackson has talked about, you can email us askpleaseadvise@gmail.com and, you know, like send, maybe attach some pics if you're comfortable with that. And, we will forward your emails to Jackson and he'll get to like, possibly email you back if he's interested, and then maybe you guys can like go on a date and like fuck each other in a bush or something. I don't know. So yeah, I'll just remember 323-450-7408 will fix your life. We're gonna do some free advice with Jackson right now. I want you to bitch as much as you want about something that's pissing you off or something that like you think the world needs to know about that like is great and like you're not seeing enough people use this thing like. Or like manners. What's your thing right now?
I think right now, I mean, like it's like a recurring theme to all the advice. Basically, like I blanketed this advice to like everyone that has ever called today.
Yeah.
And it's just like be yourself, which is like the lamest advice. But
no,
honestly,
it's not. That's like the key to, that's the key to everything.
It's like, be yourself, right? Like continue trying to like grow yourself, continue trying to like become something, but also just maintain like your personal sparkle, in the sense that like, if you want to, if you just like, right now I'm just like super nervous being here, in case like no one knows. Like, I'm so nervous, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm super nervous being here, but, like, I'm embracing the fact that I'm here with, like, these people whose, like, podcasts I listen to, like, every week, like, several times a week. That's embarrassing, but, like, I do.
Aww.
I'm like, but at the same time, like, I continue to be myself, because, like, I am comfortable with myself after all. Like, I know that all of these, like, listeners, like, are, like, situated in a way that they're like, a lot of the, I feel like a lot of the problems are like, oh, like, I don't know how to like do something or whatever. It's like, babe, like, just be you, just do you. And yeah, like, you're gonna like come out of it like shiny and strong. Like, you're gonna,
yeah,
be great.
That's true. You gotta, you, yeah, it actually is true. Like, 90% of the advice on the show boils down to just like, be yourself.
Right.
But yeah, that was probably really, again, good for Whitney to hear, because she is like, I think the core of her problem is she doesn't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, yeah. So
like, learn about yourself, yeah, and just be yourself.
And like, people never stop doing that. Like, you never stop figuring out who you are. Like, that's why you see like people in their 40s, like, start making jewelry and like selling it at consignment shops. And like people just change over the course of their lives. So yeah, keep, remember that the adventure of finding yourself is like what you're supposed to do in life, and you'll always be changing. That was great advice. Thanks. Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thanks for inviting you guys. I like loved it, like with the pretzel crisp and like the smell of my nuts. And, like,
oh,
the,
yeah,
the friends and like, you know.
Oh, so, you're so cute. I am so happy to have you on. Would you like to come back sometime?
I would love to come back.
Okay.
I would love,
yay,
to come back.
You're so fun. You're really fun.
Thanks.
I love that about you. Don't let it go to your head. Yeah, you would be in the Kardashian game. It would like be like, list you, and it'd be like Jackson, and it'd be like, your like profession is not like chic necessarily, but no, you'd still be like on the A-list, because like everyone just like loves you.
Love
like,
it. Thank,
yeah,
you.
There's so like sweet, a random like painter, like house builder or something, construction guy that is like A-list, even though like that's, everyone else is in the, I'm engaged right now in the Kardashian game to a comedy writer named Mitchell Murphy, and okay, he's on the D-list and I'm on the A-list, but I thought it was like kind of smart, like maybe like we could get married and I could divorce him or break up or something like really soon, but like I want everyone to think that like I'm not above dating like a comedy writer, like kind of like a Julia Roberts, Danny Motor moment. And yeah, so I like am also like, you know, just want to remind you, like, A-list on the Kardashians game. And I like to change my hair a lot. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.